Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. What do you think about Elon Musk's Neuralink program? There's something very dark and disturbing going on about that, and I'm going to bring you all of the details in just one moment. Before I do that, let me just ask a question, and you can leave a comment there for me, and I'll take a look at that after the sponsor message. The question I have for you is, how many animals do you think have been tortured and destroyed because of this research that Musk is doing for the Neuralink? That's going to be the topic today. He is being investigated for this animal cruelty, and I'm going to bring you the details, and I'm also going to bring you some solutions. I don't like to just leave you in the spin cycle, but first let me bring you this message from the sponsor of the video. We are hopping right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And I've been telling you about this company. I've done an interview with the CEO, Colin Plume, and he actually says that silver is the center of America's new energy and that silver could be the new oil. Silver has been valued for its beauty and rarity for centuries, but did you know that it also has a vital role in modern industry and technology. From electronics to solar panels, silver is a critical component in many of the products that we use every day. The demand for silver is only set to increase. And that's why investing in a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments is a smart choice for those looking to secure their financial future. So with a Noble Gold Investments silver IRA, you can invest in physical silver coins or bars, and you can take advantage of its unique properties as both a precious metal and an industrial commodity. Not only does a Noble Gold Investment silver IRA provide a hedge against inflation and market volatility, it also allows you to diversify your portfolio with an asset that has proven to hold its value over time. And also, you will get one of these very cool, let me bring the photos up. You'll get a beautiful silver eagle coin. There's one side of it, there's the other side of it, with every qualifying IRA of $20,000 or higher. So if that speaks to you, you can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. It's noblegoldinvestments.com to get started. You can also give them a call for a just free information, 877-646-5347. And that is for your expert advice. I will have a link for you below, noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I am not a fan of Elon Musk. You probably know that if you've seen my previous videos. I don't know if they're still up here on YouTube, but you can find them over at Rumble or BitChute or my other channels, peggyhall.tv, for example. But I actually don't trust what he is doing. And I know a lot of you are very happy about his directorship there at Twitter and so forth. And, you know, there's often the good with the bad, but this is really bad. So if you are sensitive to topics of animal mistreatment and so forth, this is not a video for you. I just want to give you fair warning. I'm not going to get graphic or anything, but I am going to bring you, actually, I'm going to go right on over to a couple of things that I want to share with you. And the first thing I want to do is to bring you right on over to my Substack, actually. I've been telling you about that. And this is where I got the information, is from my lovely, healthy American, Brit, who did a guest author for this article called The Fraud and Cruelty of Transhuman Animal Experimentation. You probably are against transhumanism, as I am, and that is, you know, bringing together the animals and humans. And I'm going to highlight a couple of things that she wrote in this article. And I also want you to see her website, which is PRISM, and that is People for Reason in Science and Medicine. And Britt has actually authored, well, she has a newsletter that I hope you will sign up for. It's absolutely free. And I have actually published some of her articles from her newsletter in my newsletter because they're so well written. And she uncovers the link between what's going on in animal experimentation and the cocktails. And now she uncovered the link between animal cruelty and what is going on with Elon Musk and his Neuralink brain chip. Now, I'm philosophically against the brain chips. I just do not believe in having an implant in my brain. And I know that many of you believe that it is going to be used for good, to help people see and hear and walk and speak. But let's dig a little deeper, shall we, and see if it is all what it's cracked up to be. I will leave these links for you in the description box below. I will leave a link to my, oops, that's a different video that I've got. I will leave a link to, let me do this again. I will leave a link to my Substack article written by Britt. I will leave a link to her website where you can find out more. And then what I want to do is actually highlight some information. I'm not going to share this article with you in a screen share because there are many atrocious images, but I will let you know that this is an article that came from Vox.com. I'm not necessarily a fan of that media outlet, but I did like the research that they did on this article. So I'm going to highlight a couple of things. So Elon Musk's brain chip implant company is under federal investigation for violating the Animal Welfare Act. And I'm going to answer your question about how many animals have been tortured under his direction. And all of this is happening over at the University of California, Davis. So stick with me because at the end, I'm going to show you these absolutely atrocious grants, your tax money, in addition to the money that they're just printing out of thin air in the, by the government, is going to fund this animal cruelty. So this is the article from Vox. Among the many grievances people harbor toward Elon Musk, there's another one, which is animal cruelty. They say alleged animal cruelty. Neuralink, which is a startup that he co-founded in 2016, and I'm just summarizing here, is developing a brain chip implant that it claims could one day help paralyzed people walk and blind people see. I'm sure it has nothing whatsoever to do with reading your thoughts or commanding your actions or putting you in a zombie state to do whatever Musk tells you to do with a couple of keystrokes on the computer. I'm sure that would never, ever happen. Things that are intended for good are never used for harm. For example, the Bang Bangs that people, I'm not going to put myself in that category, of course, that people have to protect themselves. They can be used for good and they can also be used for bad. But many people say that these brain chips could never be used for anything bad. Of course not. And that I'm way off the mark by even remotely suggesting that. But in order to develop this brain chip, the company has been testing its technology on animals, killing, and this is just since 2018, and this article is a few months old, so we can increase the number, killing some 1,500 animals. Are you okay with that? And not just killing them, but torturing them in the meantime. And I know because I have the evidence right here. Okay, Reuters, which again, I'm not necessarily a fan, but I am going to the mainstream media here because that's all I can find right now. And I will also put a link for you for the Vox article, but it does come with a trigger warning. There are very sensitive photos that you may not want to see. And then also the link for the Reuters article that I will also summarize. The United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA Inspector General, has opened an investigation into these violations of the Animal Welfare Act. And these are violations by Musk and his company. It says it's a rare corrective agency that is generally hands off when it comes to animal research. So this is also interesting that they are going after him. They are very concerned that that of these animal cruelty cases. And the reason why the USDA is involved in it is because they inspect these laboratories. It's kind of a generous term to use, these animal killing sites and these medieval torture chambers for the animals in the name of science. So I'm not going to go into all the details in terms of exactly what they are doing in terms of going into the animals' skulls, but let's just say that it creates an unbearable suffering and then these animals are killed. So the animals also suffer from chronic infections, staph infections, where the implants were put in their head. The animals were doing things in order to try to avoid the pain. These are signs of very poor psychological health in the laboratory animals. And these are monkeys primarily are being, I can't even use the word experimented. It's a much too weak word, but they are the victims of inhumane acts and unspeakable cruelty. I'm not in favor of it. I'm not in favor of it at all. It says that through documents and interviews with Neuralink staff, the Reuters, which is the other news media outlet that is investigating this as well, identified 4 experiments with 86 pigs and 2 monkeys that went awry due to employee mistakes. As a result, the experiments had to be repeated. This is disgusting and it's despicable. And I am going to give you some action steps to take. One employee wrote an angry missive earlier this year to colleagues about the need to overhaul how the company organizes animal surgeries to prevent hack jobs. I'm telling you, this is stomach turning. So the company has tested and killed at least 1,500 animals, over 280 sheep, pigs, and monkeys, as well as mice and rats. There's an incredible pressure by these Silicon Valley dudes, this is what the article is saying, who want their devices on the market and they want to push things forward. We've seen many botched experiments and animal suffering. Neuralink did not respond to an interview request for the story, and UC Davis declined the interview request as well. We're going to hop right on over to UC Davis. I'm going to share my screen. This is where these animal cruelty, torture experiments are going on. It's absolutely despicable. I would like to see all animal experiments be done away with. So this is UC Davis Animal Research News. Here we go. There's a grant to create humanized mice for HIV studies. How do you like them apples? Humanized mice. Now, I have not read this one yet, so we're looking at it together. Creating a new type of humanized mouse that can be infected with fake, phony, non-existent. Okay, let me put a few words in between to trick the algorithm. HIV. Oh yeah, you have to dig into that one as well. They lumped all sorts of diseases and symptoms into one giant bucket and they put HIV on top of it. All right, kind of like what we've seen with cooties, right? The basically a highfalutin flu. The work is funded with a grant of nearly $500,000 from the National Institutes of Health. They want to create humanized mice. Okay, well, this is probably a topic to dig into for another day. I'm going a little bit off track here, but the point being these animal experiments, mice are animals, okay? And they can experience suffering and cruelty. All right, it's just, here we are. Statement on UC Davis and Neuralink. And there's the monkeys that are being, having cruel experiments and torture inflicted upon them. UC Davis did have a research collaboration with Neuralink, which concluded in 2020. The research protocols were thoroughly reviewed and approved by the campus's Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee. Oh, I'm sure they were approved. Yes. The work was conducted by Neuralink researchers, torturers, in facilities at the California National Primate Research Center. This whole thing is actually stomach turning. All right, they're trying to cover their tracks here. We strive to provide the best possible care to animals before we inflict these torturous, inhumane experimentation on them. It's absolutely despicable. Now, I need to cut this video a little short because it is so atrocious and disgusting. But what I do want to do is bring to you a couple of highlights here from the Reuters article that I will leave with you as well. So it says that this investigation is coming at a time with growing employee dissent. So I wouldn't be surprised if these employees tipped off the USDA to tell them to come investigate. There were several complaints that the pressure from Musk to accelerate the development resulted in these botched experiments. And like I said, in the previous article, more than 20 current and former employees complained about this, increasing the number of their the botched test. They had to be repeated. More animals were getting this inhumane, torturous treatment and had to be, they were tested on and killed. And of course, Musk is not giving any statements on this whatsoever. Reuters, who was also doing their investigation, could not determine the full scope of the federal investigation or whether it involved the same alleged problems with animal testing or different ones. A spokesperson for the U.S., I'm getting so upset here, for the USDA Inspector General declined to comment. U.S. regulations don't specify how many animals companies can use for research, and they give significant leeway to scientists to determine when and how to use animals in experiments. It's absolutely despicable. I go back to the fraud and cruelty article that my lovely, healthy American Britt Lynn, who is the head of PRISM, the People for Reason in Science and Medicine. And so she has single-handedly exposed a great deal of the hogwash that has been sloshed all over us. And now she is exposing this evil transhumanist agenda and the horrific animal cruelty that is associated with it. So one of your action steps I would recommend is to subscribe to her newsletter so that you can get her information right off the bat. And number two, subscribe to my Substack, which is absolutely free. Although many of my lovely healthy Americans here have upgraded to a paid for subscription. You get the same content, but you are able to comment on the Substack articles. And I really appreciate you for supporting me. So Britt says that, you know, there's been all sorts of fantasy writers and movies all about scientists tinkering with the human body to create human-like monsters. We think of Frankenstein, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Bionic Woman, the $6 million man. And the word transhumanism, which I actually don't even care for, was coined in 1957. And the idea is that they were going to improve on humanity by somehow creating an animal human, also called a chimera. And that is where you are creating some type of entity using the DNA of humans and multiple animals. It's absolutely despicable. It is a sin against God. It is a way to for these scientists to try to play God. And it's absolutely disgusting. And we know of it. It's been kind of spoon-fed to us over time, right? In vitro fertilization. I know people who have become mothers because of this, and they're very happy with their family and their children. But just think about the type of experimentation that is, taking genetic material from two humans and mixing them together. Brain chips, of course, we just looked at stem cell therapies, animal cloning. All of this has kind of been in our public awareness. I'm just briefly summarizing Britt's article for you here. These experiments, of course, cause drastic changes in the human body, and the hub of all of this transhumanism is right in the thick of California, Silicon Valley. She says California is a state where eternal youth is worshipped, normal aging and illness, and of course, death is avoided at all costs. Jeff Bezos, Larry Page, Elon Musk, the late Jeffrey E, I'll just use that for so I don't get triggered by the algorithm here, and others have invested billions of dollars in transhumanism research, implanting chips in human brains and spines to purportedly prevent disease is high on their priority list. Wealthy people like these have an overwhelming fear of death because they have no faith. They have no faith. They have no soul. And so they don't believe that their soul is eternal and will go on to an afterlife. And of course, they're afraid of dying. I mean, it's absolutely, it's actually sad for them. They do not want to leave their splendid earthly paradise with all of its luxury, power, and comfort and face the prospect of turning to dust. They are using their money to desperately try to reverse the aging process and extend their lifespans, maybe even become immortal. That's what they want to do. So what happens in these animal experiments, it's something called vivisection. And that is not just giving a pill to an animal to see how it reacts. It's actually cutting open the animal, experimenting on them, doing surgeries and so forth. These animals are not treated well, and they are, in my view, used and abused. So in the early 1950s, a Russian was obsessed with creating a two-headed dog and tried to transplant the head of one dog onto another. This is the unspeakable cruelty that goes on. Dr. David White was another vivisector monster who did unthinkable experimentation on animals. Dreams of transplanting the head of a human being onto another, but his funding came to an end because of the public outcry. And that's what we need to do, friends. I will leave a link for this article so you can read it in its entirety. And she so clearly states that animals pay the price for Elon Musk's desire for immortality. There is also the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has filed an official complaint against UC Davis regarding these deadly monkey experiments at the Elon Musk-funded lab at UC Davis. So the university got more than $1.4 million from Neuralink to carry out these experiments, which, as we know now, have had countless violations of the Federal Animal Welfare Act. So I will leave that for you, friends. And what I want to do is actually show you a couple of action steps. So I'm going to share my screen. And it takes people like you and me to stop this. Please subscribe to peopleforreason.org. And then I want to show you this other website, which is the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Here we are. They are doing all sorts of action steps. Stop killing animals to train surgeons. And you can donate. You can look at the information that they have here. And you can also... Here we are, Elon Musk's disturbing show and tell. This is where you can click, you can learn more, and you can, and I don't want to show anything that is graphic. So you can also help this organization fight this animal cruelty. And here is another one. This is something I wanted to show you. Actually, I'll come to that in just a moment. Okay, moment. Whitecoatwaste.org. This is a fellow. And let's see if we can get his photo. I'll show that to you in just a moment. He has been speaking out and been lobbying Congress to stop all of the money that is going toward this unspeakable cruelty on the animals. So I will leave this for you, whitecoastwaste.org. The other website I was showing you is they're trying to discredit him because they are all in favor. Let's see. They are trying to, oh, this is the fellow right here. His name is Anthony Bellotti, and he has been speaking out against these horrible animal cruelty experiments. So I will leave a link for his website. And this is just a website that is trying to discredit the other websites, saying how great animal research is, and it's been instrumental in the development of all these kinds of, you know, medical advances. You know how I feel about the medical advances. I'm all in favor of somebody getting stitched up if they, you know, have a laceration, get their leg in a cast if it's broken. I mean, I have had some mainstream medical things like that, but I'm talking about these unnecessary, torturous, cruel, inhumane, unthinkable, unspeakable, heinous experiments that are perpetrated on animals needlessly. So that's what I have for you, friends. Always taking the action steps. Let your voice be heard. If you can support these organizations, if you can learn more about it, if you can let other people know, especially those that believe that Elon Musk is our hero and our next savior, there's always two sides to a coin. I had some videos that I did where I exposed some of his nefarious dealings. And as always, I ask you to dig deeper. All right, friends, signing off for now. Be sure to check out those links, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video.